The veteran identifier will appear in red at the bottom of a license or state ID card. It simply says veteran. But to qualify for it, vets must first clear their service status with the State Department of Veterans Affairs. Department Secretary John Skokas announced the program in Green Bay. He says a lot of private businesses offer deals for vets, but asked his agency for a simple way to know if someone really served. Skokas says the identifier will also ease the way for some vets to get what they're entitled to from other state agencies, like the DNR.
And they go in, if they're a 70% disabled veteran, to receive a fishing license or a hunting license and show proof right up front. He doesn't have to bring anything confidential like his DD-214 with him that has his military record. A lot of our veterans don't like to do that. So, and it's, again, a privacy thing, too.
Vets have to first verify their service with Veterans Affairs, either by phone or online. The information will be forwarded to the Department of Motor Vehicles. Vets should not go directly to the DMV because clerks are not qualified to recognize service records. Alan Willis is retired from a career in the Air Force. He says he'll apply for it.
It's a good identifier for whatever, you know, jobs or schooling or whatever. I think it's a very good program.
The first licenses will be issued on December 2nd, but vets can begin the application process now. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.